So what's one of your favorite things about living in Nashville?
I have a lot of favorite things about living in Nashville. I think one of my favorite things is the unexpected interactions you have with some of your idols and what that breeds.
Can you tell us a story?
Oh, can I? I'm sitting. I've always told people, like, I will be 500 years old if I live that long, which I'm working on cryogenically. And I will always give my music, like my CDs, to people. Like, if I see somebody I love, I will give them music. I'm unabashed in it. So I'm sitting at Frothy Monkey. This is years ago. And this is probably like 2006. I'm a huge Bonnie Raitt fan. I love Bonnie Raitt. Love her. I think she's one of the best singers of all time. And sitting in there, nobody's in there. It's like a random summer afternoon. I'm working on whatever on my computer. And I look up, and Bonnie Raitt is ordering coffee. And I kind of have this deal with myself, and I always have, that if I see one of my idols or somebody I really respect, I always give them music. And I think everybody should do this because of these kind of things. So I look up, and I'm old enough now, like I'd had a couple records out. I was like, don't be that guy, Dave. But there's nobody in Frothy Monkey. It's literally just, I'm over there, maybe a couple people on computer. She's with a woman named Beth Nielsen Chapman, who's a really great writer, artist in Nashville. So I recognize Beth too. And I'm like, but this is Bonnie Raitt. I mean, this isn't like a Nashville person that you're probably going to see again, which I've done this with Faith Hill, Martina McBride, Keith Urban, Robert Randolph, Amy Grant. I can name you numerous people I've done this with. But so anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm like,
but you're not telling us any of those stories.
No, those are all stories too. Amy's especially. But so I'm sitting there and I'm just like, don't do it. Well, before I know it, I'm at my station wagon, opening the back trunk, getting a CD out. And I'm like, Dave, don't do this. Shutting the trunk. You shouldn't do this. Let her get her coffee. Walking in the front door. Dave, this is ridiculous. Tapping on the shoulder. Don't do this. Well, now it's too late. So she turns around and I can tell she's not bothered, but she's in a rush. And I'm like, well, I'm already doing it. So I'm holding my CD. I think actually I just have one CD at the time. And so she's kind of, sort of looking over her shoulder, barely looking, hey. And I was like, oh, Bonnie, hey, listen, this is so awkward, and I'm so sorry to bother you. Okay, when she's kind of walking around the corner trying to get creamer in the coffee, and it's just going terribly. And I'm like, I should just get out of here. But I can't. I'm too committed. It's Bonnie Raitt. And I was like, if nothing else, I can just call mom and dad and be like, oh my gosh, I bothered Bonnie Raitt. I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you.
Just like we raised you, Dave. Bother them until they pay attention. So she turns around and finally, I just want to tell you I'm a big fan. She said, oh, okay, she's still kind of walking. Okay, thank you. No, barely looking over her shoulder. Finally, she said, tell me your name. And I said, Dave Barnes. And she stops and she turns around. I'm kind of like, oh gosh, am I like on some most wanted list? I didn't know it. And she's like, tell me your name again. And I said, it's Dave Barnes. I showed it. Dave Barnes showed it. She didn't give it. And she goes, oh my gosh. She grabs Beth, who's with her. And I'm thinking, we've gone way off script. we are in improv land. And here we go. So I'm like, I literally don't know what to say now, because I'm like, I didn't expect this. I'm ready for my plead. I'm ready to tell her whatever I have to tell her, how much I love her music. And she's like, Beth, this is the guy I was telling you about. And so now I'm really confused. I was like, I'm like, no, not Garth. I'm Dave Barnes. She's like, you want to hear something weird? I have your CD sitting on my computer at home right now. And a little note on my CD, on my computer screen, that says, get in touch with Dave Barnes. And I was like, well,
I didn't know you were a fan.
Well, the tables are turned.
Did you just like take her CD back out of her hand, pull out a Sharpie, and like,
yeah, right before me? What is it spelled with a B? It's a hard B. It's not punny. So I'm literally just as gobsmacked as you can humanly be. So I'm like, I'm sorry, what? She says, so Mark Broussard played some shows for me this summer, and they kept raving about you. So I went home and I listened to your music, and I love it. We should do some shows together. And I was like, this has gone so much better than I predicted. And I said, well, I would love that. She said, well, I will have my people get in touch with you. You're awesome. This has been an honor. And she walks out, and I thought, if nothing else in my life happens, I can die today, and I will smile walking into heaven. So sure enough, I'm thinking there's no way in you know, where I'm going to, like 2 weeks pass and my booking guy calls me. He's like, well, I just got the most interesting phone call. And I was like, okay. He said, you want to play some shows with Bonnie Raitt? And I was like, I cried for about 30 minutes and then I called him back and I said, I would love to play shows. And he said, well, she's got two or three that she wants specifically you to open for. And so if you want to do them, they're all yours. And so sure enough, went out, took the band. We played Taste Chicago, which is like 80,000 people or something. Open for, she was the most, she is the best person in the world, but like sat, met all of my band, made her band come over and meet my band, sat side stage while I played my show, just afterwards gave me the biggest hug, went out and played two more shows. She'd come out and hung with the band every time, sat, after she was done with the show, she'd come back and just hang for like 30 minutes. The cool, and all from me just going, I'm just gonna give her a CD. Isn't that crazy?
Is that how she introduced you? Like that night? She's she like, did. Guys, she I want you to meet. Like, this is the guy that bugged me in the coffee shop in Nashville.
He can't be within 5 feet of me, but he's such a nice guy. No, but she did. She kind of joked. She's like, you know, this is the guy that I met at this store. I met Amy Grant the same way, oddly enough. Like she, and there, she and Vince become really good friends of ours, but it was all because she was doing a thing at this bookstore in town 10 years ago, and actually longer than that, and I gave her a CD, and she called me 2 days later and was like, I have called every Barnes in the phone book trying to find you. And I was like, excuse me?
That had to be more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Was, I don't think
yeah,
people this, were looking yeah, in no, phone books.
Probably,
a decade
it was
ago.
Probably 12, 13 years. But I think that's what I love about this town. And that's why I'm always like, people, like, go, like when people are always like, I don't want to bother you. I'm like, no, bother me. Like, give me your albums, you know?
Interesting.
Like, you never know, you know? You never know.
That's amazing.